The Environmental Protection Agency is prohibited from regulating other chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing or fracking. But because diesel contains carcinogens and neurotoxins, and because it is highly mobile in groundwater, drillers must be granted a permit to use it under the Safe Drinking Water Act. But a new report by the Washington, D.C.-based Environmental Integrity Project finds that 351 oil and gas wells in 12 states were fracking with diesel without required permits. Here's Mary Green, the report's author.
Diesel is prohibited from use under the Safe Drinking Water Act unless a permit has been issued. We found evidence that wells had been fracked with diesel across 12 states, and we contacted each of those states and EPA, and no permits have been issued and no permit applications are on file.
The group used data publicly available through the website frackfocus.org to develop its report. The website is used by the energy industry to voluntarily report the chemicals used in their fracking fluids. According to the Environmental Watchdogs group, after the EPA issued guidance on what constituted the use of diesel, a number of companies that had previously disclosed its use to Frack Focus went back and modified those entries. Again, Mary Green.
A number of operators, despite industry claims for the last 10 years, are still using diesel, and some subset of them have actually gone back and changed their disclosures to remove the use of diesel when it became apparent that EPA was starting to finally pay attention to this.
One natural gas well in Utah's Carbon County is cited in the report. The Bill Barrett Corporation operated the Peters Point well on the West Tavaputs Plateau and reported injecting nearly 500 gallons of diesel deep into the ground as part of the process to release natural gas there. But Barrett spokesman Dwayne Zabidel says that the initial reporting was in error, and that this error has since been corrected at the Frack Focus website.
There was an errant report that was put together for Frack Focus where Halliburton, the contractor that we were using at that point in time, was providing sort of the service of filling in our forms for submittal to Frack Focus. And obviously with the hundreds of wells that we had drilled and all of them having essentially the same completion style, they had filled in the incorrect product code for one of the products that was used in fracking of that well.
Still, Zabidel points out that diesel is a component of one of the ingredients that was used in the well, just not to the levels that he believes would require EPA permitting. He says that using trace amounts of hydrocarbons to extract other hydrocarbons from deep rock formations is not uncommon.
As reported in our original Frack Focus, diesel was a component of an additive that was used in the fracking process. I would presume, though, that in other circumstances, that, again, diesel fuel as a component of an additive is not a permit-required standard via the EPA. If EPA were to consider the type of frack that was being used for the Peters Point well in question was illegal, then essentially every well drilled in the Rocky Mountain West over the course of the last decade has been illegal.
But for Green, the explanation by various drillers that chemical reportings were changed at the Frack Focus website after errors were discovered is generally unconvincing.
These MSDS sheets have these chemical numbers on them, and it's the chemical numbers that these operators disclosed on Frack Focus. So I don't know why they would disclose a chemical number that wasn't on the MSDS.
However, she acknowledges the possibility of errors in reporting in some instances. Still, Green points to a larger concern about self-regulating in the oil and gas industry.
Surely a couple of them just needed to correct an error in reporting. That happens, and they need to be able to do that. But the fact that Frack Focus is set up so that there's no indication of a change and no justification for it, so that no member of the public or the regulated community or regulators themselves can tell that a disclosure was changed or for what reason, it's just not right.
For its part, the EPA released a statement saying that it was reviewing the Environmental Integrity Project's new report. EPA also said that since it released an interpretive memorandum and technical guidance earlier this year, it has been actively engaged with companies that used diesel in fracking to let them know that they would need a permit in the future if they were going to continue to use the substance. The agency also says that since that time, many companies are no longer using diesel fuels in their fracking operations. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.